These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the high-quality clothing staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe, like vintage-style tees, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country, and jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Allo or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/try.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Thursday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And as Bill figures out the headset situation over there,
he's got this.
Curious what's happening with Shindaddy.
Can you guys hear me? It's still a little low here.
We hear you great.
I hear you.
Loud and clear.
Yeah. Loud and clear on that.
Yeah, loud and clear.
Well, here's the deal. Steve is a big, Shindaddy is a big fan of the arts.
He loves
Broadway, you know, musicals, plays, all those things. He loves everything about it. And so he's been studying and he's just working on his craft. So today he's going to exhibit something he's been working on. And he's going single file only. He will be manning the middle teller position and he's doing everything. He's doing VB, ventriloquist banking.
Oh my.
So he's got him and Rocky will be the ones doing all of the banking at the middle of that as a ventriloquist. So Rocky will be doing the talking and Schindler will have doll, I guess, right there?
The puppet?
The puppet? Yes.
Schaefer, we call him a puppet?
Schindler. I mean, I don't think puppet's the actual term, but yeah. But
Schindler will be running it. Rocky's his name. And Schindler has learned how to be a ventriloquist.
Of course he has.
He's been studying it for 2 years, and today he breaks out today. And he will be doing all banking. Everyone who comes in, no drive-through, only in lobby. And so Schindler's handling that. Ventriloquist.
You can make small talk with the
wooden doll.
With the wooden doll.
It's a ventriloquist dummy. Yeah, yes. With a dummy.
Yes.
I'm fascinated to know whether Rocky is just going to insult Steve the entire time.
You never know. Sometimes they
usually
do
that. Usually
what happens. Yeah, they do. Their head turns really good. Schindler can run the whole thing.
That sounds good. That sounds fun.
Imagine walking in like that. What's going over there? Well, Shindaddy's banking with the ventriloquist. Rocky.
That sounds so fun.
The arts.
It sounds the arts.
I'm imagining Rocky with his little hands putting in the routing numbers.
The routing numbers and stuff.
You know, pulling up your bank account on the other
account.
Side.
Yeah. Saying inappropriate things.
That would be you. I'd like to. He'll say inappropriate things. to the customers.
To the customers. Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Commenting
be
on
fun.
Everyone's account.
That'd be fun.
Yeah,
that'd be fun.
That's
actually Shindaddy saying it, which makes it even more fun.
He actually comment on their body types.
he can sort of divorce himself from the conversation.
Yeah, but not really.
Yeah, he can
say things he's always wanted to say, and he's like, it's not me. It's Rocky.
Come on.
Yeah. You've been waiting to say some things. Well, that's interesting that you're in here because you've been overdrawn for the last couple, several months. But I didn't say it. Rocky said it. That's Rocky.
He's got a mind of his own.
When you see a good ventriloquist, it does confuse you after a while because you do think he's real.
I'm now imagining the HR conversation with Rocky. You know, after today goes poorly,
we'll have to talk to Brad. We'll have to talk to Brad.
Creighton is going to be a good place today.
That's fun.
Well, check it that
VB
out.
VB banking, ventriloquist banking with Rocky.
Does he do this in part to draw new customers? Is that why he's?
It's more customer service. It's both. I think it's both. Yeah. He's thinking about everyone.
Why? Because I mean, I'd like to join the bank.
I don't know when you were here. Did you
there
realize
was so much sincerity in that? There was. That I really.
Why does he do this? It's very good. Schaefer's probably unaware that he has a new app. Also, Schuber.
Yeah, the Schuber.
Shindaddy
app.
Uber.
Not
he's
Uber,
running people
Schuber.
Around.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Schuber really took with people too.
It did. Yes. It was going over well.
Genius. Anyway. Schuber.
Thank you. Go ahead. Just call Schuber.
For always sponsoring Hour 2, Midwest Bank. Also, the Mike Schaefer Hour, sponsored by our friend
Schaefer.
Ben Spurk at Farm Bureau Financial Services. Please call or text Ben at 402-217-9945 for any insurance needs you have.
Spurk.
Schaefer, you yesterday were doing your Wednesday simulation of the upcoming game.
Yes.
Nebraska won, but it wasn't comfortable, it sounds
no.
like.
No. I should specify that because Northern Iowa isn't in the game, Nebraska actually played against FCS Northwest.
Okay.
The Sharks. Yeah. So we're just going to have to pretend that that was Northern Iowa.
Okay. Interesting.
So it's maybe not the most accurate simulation ever, but not a great game for virtual Dylan Raiola. A couple interceptions, a fumble. The offensive line really struggled with some of the, I don't even think you can call them stunts that FCS Northwest was running. They were just getting right around the edges there. So the tackles might have their worst.
They simulated the game.
Yeah.
In Ben's,
well, then
in Ben's world, this game's more important than the real world.
Hey, hang on now. Bill, can I see that replay at?
You can watch it. I'll send you the link so you can watch it next week. When they play Illinois, I want you on there.
Unfortunately for a lot of people,
this is real.
The game on Saturday takes a backseat to the virtual game. Yeah.
Well, they're 3-0, and Dante Dowdell's getting downhill. He's over 400 yards on the season already.
Whoa! So you like Dowdell?
Well, the EA Sports they had him as the number one running back, and they also didn't have Gabe Irvin in the game, so there was
okay. You know,
they didn't there was have, a okay. little. There was some judgment calls that I made in terms of. Of trying to get the run. But I have the depth chart. I try to line it up with what it looks like each week.
Sure.
So it's a lot of Dante Dowdell and Ramir Johnson and has been for all 3 weeks. So
interesting.
We've got to give Schaefer some kudos because, again, it's early, but you predicted a 9-3 season for Nebraska this year. They're 2-0 for the first time since 2016. So now they are 2-0, but through two games, are they about what you thought they looked like or worse, better? What do you think they look like what you thought it would be?
I think it's mostly what I anticipated. The defense is probably at holding 7 and 10 points. I mean, I would have expected they would have given up more than 17 points so far. But for the most part, I mean, it's largely kind of the team that I thought. The sort of kind of comical thing about this is by the end of the year, I think Nebraska is going to have built like a terrific Big Ten West style football team in the first year of which the Big Ten West does not exist. So it's a situation where I think they have the formula for how to be successful against a large amount of Big Ten West teams, and they're going to play that out, and you know we'll see how it goes over the middle portion of the schedule. But I feel good about how they match up with teams like Illinois and Rutgers and Purdue.
They'll have to improve on special teams for me to agree with your assessment.
Yeah, special teams has been shaky. Yeah. I mean, right now it's not just the kicking either. I actually thought one of the worst moments of Saturday was you had three guys just watch a ball fall between them on a kickoff. You didn't have an up back try to take that. Right. Just fair catch it.
Slop.
Just the communication was off on that. Like, you just can't have that. Like, that would be a devastatingly bad turnover in a conference game.
Get you beat.
You know, you give away a possession, not on an onside kick, but on a short pop-up kick where no one takes control of the situation. Yeah, I thought that was actually one of the lowest moments of Saturday.
Yeah. So I think they got. I see where you're going. It's interesting. It's interesting. The special teams conversation is interesting because there are a lot of good things.
Yeah.
It's a very schizophrenic.
Bushini's been better than I anticipated.
Yeah. He's back to Bushini. Yeah. Which is good. But you know they had a cover. They blew a they blew a coverage on Jimmy Horns.
Christofferson leaned over to me right before that kick. He was like, "They're going to give up a long one here because they." On that first kick,
why did he
almost
see that?
Found a seam.
Yeah.
I mean, they covered it. I mean, I think he got to, what, the 20, 21?
Uh-huh.
But it felt shakier than what the end result was.
Uh-huh.
And so and I think that's why BC leaned up. But he was like dead on.
See that, coach? I mean, see what happens. Sports writers know what's going on up there.
I you guys have seen a lot of football up there.
That's true.
I agree with that.
That's true. BC, I used to regard him as a young guy. You guys aren't young anymore.
Wow.
You've seen a lot of football.
Age only works in one direction.
Yes.
Right. Yes. Right. BC's seen a lot of football.
He has seen a lot of football.
Yeah.
I mean, that vantage point, sometimes you just, you know, it didn't feel like Nebraska covered that first one that well.
No.
And then that second one, there was a huge hole for Jimmy Horn.
Yeah, they got to tighten up.
Speaking of special teams, though, Nebraska again, kicker issues. Bushini's been good punting, but short kick missed by Alvano in the company.
Yeah, what are we doing at kicker, Schaefer? Yeah, how often do people ask you that question?
It's probably it's replaced. Is Dylan Raiola really that good? Which was most of the questions mm-hmm. of this summer. And then followed up by why are you so high on this team? So mm-hmm. those were the two,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then now at this point, I think there's some question about the offense because they both second halves have been a little bit more quiet, though the first one obviously right. flooded the bench. The kicking game is hard. I mean, it comes down to, for me, I didn't watch closely enough, but it sounds like they have some snapping issues going on there. So it's unclear if on that field goal, which you watch you're in the same spot that I am, Steve, you watch the crowd reaction because we don't have a very good vantage point of the actual kick. Immediately after that ball left his foot, no one was reacting right. like that had any chance nope. of going in. So I do wonder if, you know, the snap or the hold wasn't quite there. We're at the point, though, where I'm concerned that it's so deep mentally for Tristan Alvano yeah. that it's hard to get out of.
Right.
And I think that's the scary thing with kickers, because sometimes you're Alex Henry and you're one of the best kickers in the world, and then all of a sudden you're unemployed because you right. can't reliably make a field goal inside of 40 yards.
Adding to the difficulty is whenever he trots out there now, the stadium's gets
weird.
Yeah,
I mean, everything
weird.
Is clenched. Everything yeah, has gets become weird. Very, yeah. you know.
Yeah.
It's
you,
sort
do
of
you feel
how people,
that? Do kickers feel that?
Yeah. Yeah, they do. Yeah. I mean, you feel there's some that have, you know, they're just like they go through their routine, have their thoughts. But it happens to it's happened to a lot of kickers.
Oh, yeah.
Things haven't went great. And then they said, you know, Tristan went through what? He had injury
mm-hmm.
and
different yeah, he had
times.
An injury in camp.
And then
it has not been a and then fluid, were, you know,
and then
seamless
all of a sudden
year.
Is it summertime and all of a sudden that now they brought Hole in.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And so all of a sudden right away that probably messes with you a little bit
mm-hmm.
as far as like I'm injured and now they brought somebody else in
mm-hmm.
to compete for the spot when it was clearly his spot.
Yeah.
Now I would say this right away, it's like that's college football. There's competition all the time.
Yeah.
You should never have it's like I really only have one quarterback on the team, right? No, you have multiple positions. You have competition. So right. that shouldn't affect, but it might, especially when you know that you can't perform at your highest because of injury.
Yep.
And so it does, but you do. You can feel some things. So what you hope happens is he has some layup kicks, which means you don't want Nebraska to get stopped in the low red zone.
Right.
But it'd be nice to have a kick there.
Well, 32 is a layup.
It's a 26-yard field goal. Just make a couple, get a couple things. It's like anything else. If you hit a couple putts, couple drives or in the golf game, so your stuff can just turn around.
Couple free throws,
exactly. So I still anticipate good things, but the problem is that you don't get to just do that. You don't get to say, well, let's just give him a couple easy kicks.
Nope.
No, it's wherever the ball stops right. at. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, now what do we do? And so there's a lot of different things that go with it. And then I didn't look at that one from like the coach copy, end zone copy, to really see where the snap was. Like I said, the part that's hard on snaps is if the ball gets into the body of the holder, then the kicker can't see it mm-hmm. until the ball's placed down.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Where that's a learn from Sam Cook. If you play further away from the ball as a holder, you want the kicker to see the ball all the way, and track it all the way down.
See that.
So that's one thing that I would go back and look at to see if that happened. But at the same time, if the ball got down, first thing you're going to do is you're going to correct the long snapper, but you're also going to tell the kicker to make the kick. Because they're not going to do
the ball gets down.
They're not doing a special story on a 30 for 30 on you that the ball got snapped here, they set it down, and you made the kick.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, nobody cares like that. They're not going to do that. Hold it.
Including the head coach.
Yeah, look at this.
It'd be a really short 30
for 30. It's incredible. The guy just made a field goal, and the ball was snapped a little high.
He lost sight of it for a split second.
Yeah, lost sight of it. That's not going to do it. No.
What other questions, Jake? Mike, I will say this. I have not seen Nebraska play to a level where I expect them to go 7-0. I don't see it. They got to tune some things up.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they've been a flawless machine by any means. I think what they have is one side of the ball that can sort of dictate the game to other teams in a way that we haven't seen.
Right.
I mean, Nebraska,
not for a while, right?
I mean, one of the standout things of that Colorado game, maybe that's just a one-off. Is Nebraska basically just bullied a team into submission, and we haven't seen that in a long time.
That's true. They bullied them by halftime, basically.
You know, if they have that in them, if that defense can sort of play that way against other teams, I don't look at Illinois and think, oh no, Luke Altmaier, like they're going to be able to put up a bunch of points. No. I think this defense is going to allow Nebraska's offense to work through some of its issues to you know, they don't have to score 35 points to win a game. They've got to be able to put up 24 to 28 points a game, I think.
Right. Yeah, my concern against a team like Illinois would be losing 20 to 17.
Yeah. Well, and that's where special teams comes in huge. Right. That's special where, you know, comes you, in. You got to be able
that
to maximize.
That game has a concern just with the knowledge on the other side of the field.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll be much better coach.
I think they're, again,
much better coach than Colorado.
Right. I think they're an older team, too, on the offensive side of the ball, again. Like, last year, they had a few first-year starters. This year, I think they've got a little bit more experience. So I don't look at Illinois as a game that Nebraska is just going to roll. I just think with their defense, it gives them an opportunity to overcome some of the slow offensive
and maybe control the game.
Yeah, quite possibly.
You would say they had Colorado beaten into submission at halftime.
Felt that way.
28-0.
And I mean, would
after
not
the have sort of flukish Ramir Johnson touchdown. I didn't think there was any way Colorado could win that game.
Right. So
you never thought there was after the interception.
Well, yeah,
it was like that was the pick six. Yeah.
And the way that game started, it felt like it was never going to be Colorado's night.
The way the pressure was already on the quarterback, those things. And I understand also that there was six sacks, which you have to give great credit to Nebraska. I'd like to go back and watch all six of them. There's a couple that I could see, but
there's the some cut-ups that are very unkind to whatever Colorado's protection plan was.
There was one time they didn't block the edge guy.
Yeah,
and it wasn't a blitz.
The left tackle almost looked like he was going out for a screen pass.
Yeah,
it was not good.
It was some things.
It was a little bizarre.
And there's a couple that are on the quarterback also.
Yeah.
Where there's a couple times where there was some pressure on Nebraska, and Rolla got rid of the ball.
Yep.
And so sometimes six sacks, when it's all said and done, you got to put a half of them at least on the quarterback.
And at least one on Pat Shurmur, because they kept calling long, drawn out. Watch. I mean, one of the great things about the press box is you're watching as these routes develop, and how long it takes for these guys to get downfield, and then they're supposed to make their cut off the keys. They don't have that time.
They have good route runners. And I said something to my wife, Laura, in the garage. I said, she goes, what do you think will happen? I imagine Colorado is really spending a lot of time on their quick game at halftime. The ball's got to come out. We're gonna throw more screens, slants, hitch, different combination of things where the ball can just come out of your hand, because they have three pretty good receivers.
Right.
And you can do some things quicker. But like Shafe said, everything was like 7-step drop.
I was baffled by it. I really was.
Methodical dig routes right. and things. And I'm like, oh, man.
Man, I'll tell you one thing. If Laura knows what a quick game is, she's more advanced than any woman I've ever known.
She knows her football. She does. She knows her football. Yeah.
Was that inappropriate? Jake, don't look at
it. It's okay.
Yeah.
She's strikingly attractive also.
She is. Can I say that?
Yeah. She can do better than me. There's a chance like that.
You're very handsome for your age. Very handsome. All right.
Ben, just let him know.
Hey, what else?
Some recruiting discussion before
please,
we get to
this. Oh,
yes. Schaefer knows Schaefer. He's the number one recruiting Schaefer guy in the tri-state area.
I need some knowledge. Yeah. Can I ask him a question?
Well, Nebraska. Which three states?
What's that?
Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska?
No, I go in order. North Nebraska, Dakota, South Iowa. Dakota, Nebraska. I go
that's
in.
A good question. Yes. I think it's important.
Well, I would like
I didn't
to
say bordering states. I just said three states.
Okay. Jake, can I ask
but then I want to compete against the other states. Because once you put that out there, it's like if you give them ounce a cookie, now I want the five states.
So there's three players basically left in play, right? Dawson Merritt, Cortez Mills, and Michael Terry.
Yeah, for 2025.
Yeah, for 2025. Mm-hmm. Is there what's your assessment of those three each?
Yeah, so to piece? Start with Dawson Merritt, I mean he basically told me on Monday if listen, Nebraska keeps
hang on.
Recruiting him.
Just hang on a second right there. Did you just hear? He directly told me on Monday. He had breaking news. Thank you, Jake. Yeah.
Presented
his,
that way.
His quote was something
started
along the lines of.
Start it over again.
Yeah, right here. Go ahead, Schaefer.
He directly told me on Monday.
This is inside information. This is why you're here for the hour.
That's why we're paying.
Yeah, that's why you're paying. That's why you get cash. Tax-free app.
He says he's still committed to Alabama. If Nebraska keeps winning, though, he's going to be taking a long look at Nebraska.
Ooh.
I mean, my takeaway from the Dawson Merritt conversation I had on Monday.
That's interesting.
Is that his family wants him to go to Nebraska. The proximity lines up with Nebraska. His dad coached with Matt Rhule. There's all of that. I think he doesn't want to go to a team that isn't going to be playing high-level football. And so he knows Alabama's playing high-level football. I don't know if he trusts yet that Nebraska is going to have 8 or 9 wins at the end of the season. That Nebraska is going to be in the national conversation. So if they continue to win, I think that's just going to make it that much easier for him to flip over to Nebraska. I thought it was kind of a fascinating conversation in that regard because he's talking about the atmosphere and he said that it was among the craziest games he's ever been to. And he goes, that includes Chiefs games. That was probably the loudest game I've ever been to.
It was an incredible atmosphere.
His dad's a defensive backs coach for the Chiefs. He's been to the Super Bowl. He's been in Arrowhead and AFC championship games. Mm-hmm. He watched Jake's Dolphins freeze to death last January. Like, this guy has been to big, big football games, and he could not get over the atmosphere.
Jake didn't go to the game.
I did not.
He didn't want to lose an
appendage. I'm glad about that part.
The exact words. I don't want to lose an appendage.
It was a great choice to not go to that crap game.
Michael Terry.
I heard from Mike Roach, one of our guys down in Texas. He talks with Michael Terry. He's kind of our Michael Terry guy, which I think is kind of the smart way to go about recruiting. If you're on the other end of it and you're a recruit, you should probably just pick like 3 reporters across the services and just work exclusively with those individuals.
Not a bad idea.
So you don't have to take 65 phone calls. Granted, that cuts me out in a lot of ways.
It's okay.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Mike Roach basically said, Nebraska's jumped Oregon here. Nebraska's really toe-to-toe with Texas. I mean, I think Texas is still the favorite. It's always hard to pull a kid out of Texas. He's going to be at Texas this weekend, but Nebraska has made this a really, really interesting battle. And to put this in horse racing terms, basically.
Ooh, I like this.
Nebraska was way back in the race, and they have made their move starting in July at the end of the
month. So I'll say it's home stretch. Wow.
And so coming down the home stretch, Nebraska's, you know, neck and neck. to get a little graphic of Garrett McGuire on a horse here, you know.
Hold it. So do the jockey again. It looked like you were driving a Harley. Do they hold their hands like
a Fisher,
this?
Like a Fisher Bryce Harley?
I don't know if they hold their hands.
The reins.
Yeah.
All right, keep going.
I like now, that they're clenched in there.
Come on, Seabiscuit.
So Nebraska's right there with Texas. This one's going to December.
Ben, you're stocky size.
Ben, you could be a jockey.
Now, hold on. Michael Terry's playing what position? What position?
Nebraska likes him as a wide receiver.
Wide receiver.
Yeah, okay. And so, I mean, Dylan Raiola is a big part of that conversation. Sure. And, you know, Arch Manning is a part of that conversation. Sure. And so he's looking at a situation where he's trying to find the best spot for him to go play. I know the Terry family really likes the way Nebraska's set up, because they view what Matt Rhule has put together here as sort of NFL light. Like, it's preparing guys for what it's like to be part of an NFL schedule. Obviously, you still have the school aspect of it, but they feel like with what he's done in terms of strength and conditioning, the nutrition, kind of the plans of it, and then you have coaches that have spent time in the NFL, that's the big selling point for the Terries. They feel like it will help prepare their son to get to ultimately where he wants to go, which is elite.
Cortez Mills is committed to Oklahoma, but Nebraska seemingly is in that hunt too.
Nebraska is definitely in that hunt. So are a lot of teams. Cortez Mills is probably the hardest to decipher here. I mean, you hear things that it's going to be hard to move him off of Oklahoma because the NIL is so big there. I mean, there's
Oklahoma's
that,
big NIL.
Yeah, Oklahoma's a big NIL operation. Oh, there's rumors that his mom is possibly just going to join him in Norman after he starts his career. And so when you hear these things, it certainly makes it more difficult probably to pull a guy there. But he came up for that visit. So you start there. I just think, you know, between Miami, Clemson, Oklahoma, Nebraska, if other teams are in the mix here, I just think Mills we're going to see taking other visits. That one probably goes to December. I like Nebraska's chances with Michael Terry more than Cortez Mills. Okay.
And then Christian Jones
committed on Monday night. Is a big commitment. You know, you want to get the top guy in the state. Three straight years, you've picked up the top 247 in-state recruit.
List them, please.
We have Malachi Coleman in the 2023 class. You have Carter Nelson in 2024.
Okay. Thank you.
Christian Jones in 2025. And you know, the big thing there is you look at who you're beating out. I mean, sometimes you get the top guy in-state, but maybe his offer list isn't that strong here. You're getting wins for Christian Jones, and it's coming against Oklahoma, where he said he almost committed this summer. Mm-hmm. You picked up Carter Nelson last year against Georgia and Notre Dame and Penn State. I mean, so you want to see if you're in these big recruiting battles for in-state kids. I mean, it's great that Nebraska comes out on top. It's also great when you're able to sell and keep a guy over some of these other programs. Absolutely. Nebraska's gone head-to-head with Oklahoma a lot lately. Grant Bricks, obviously.
Having dinner with him several times.
Three state you know. Area.
Yeah.
That's in the tri-state area.
With Christian Jones, I mean, it's just a good fit there, too. They did not have an inside linebacker in their 2020
right.
class.
So it's just Pierce
Mewberry is more of a jack.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it's just those two linebackers, yep. though.
And then they want Dawson Merritt, and we'll see kind of how that plays out as okay. well.
This is high-end recruiting right here. We're getting in studio.
It's incredible. I appreciate that. I will use that in speaches today.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome. Give anything else you need from me for an article.
There might be.
Give any questions for Schaefer, please call or text 464-5685. Bill's Thrills is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.